on that plantation. And of course, in 1904, when the railroad came in, we had a world's of guests. It was a show place. We had all kinds of fruits, edible bananas, plums, and peaches, and grapes, and pears. And the only citrus we knew about was a ponderosa lemon. That's all we knew about at that time, you see.
You'd never seen
The oranges just weren't prevalent. They were down in Brownsville, but not up here yet, you see.
What kind of peaches were there?
I don't remember what they were, but they were very good is all I know. And then, of course, the vegetation. You see, it was virgin soil, and every year it overflowed, every spring and every summer, every spring and every fall. There were no levees. The river was full. There weren't any people or towns, you see. And the river was very treacherous. And I can remember very definitely my father and his men tying ropes around their waist because they had to dive almost immediately when they broke the boilers off the moorings. They had to locate them because the quicksand was terrible. They'd take them and bury them, you see, and they couldn't locate them. And they'd dive many a night for 3 and 4 hours until they located them and could hook something on them so that the teams could pull them out at least to the edge of them.
You mean the boilers would just sink?
Huh?
You mean the boilers would sink?
Yes, they'd sink. The quicksand would just swallow them up.
How often did that happen?
Twice a year, every fall and every spring, when the river got overflowing. See, there was no water used by anything to speak of. The first irrigation project was that one down there in 1895, you see.
Well, you said that you started school there.
Well, they had a one-room school. And,
did you have a name, or was it just... No,
it was just the San Juan's Plantation School. And an aunt, a sister, my mother's taught that year and taught me. And then I was 8 years old when I moved from there. But I went to school. See, my mother taught also before and after I was born. She was married in 1898, and I wasn't born until 1901.
So she
taught between 1898 and 1901, and she stayed out that year, and the second year she stayed out too, and the third year because she had some other babies and they died. And then I went to school with her when I was about 4 or 5. She'd take me with her because no one would leave me with, see?
To the school on the plantation?
Yes, to the school.
Well, did you go directly from the San Juan Plantation School there to Edinburgh High School?
No. Because, see, I was only there in about the second grade was all.
Well, where did you go from San Juan? What was the next school you went to?
Well, we moved up here then in 1909.
And what school did you go to here?
Well, I went to the little one-room school they had over here where the Sacred Heart Church is. I have a picture of it.
And did you stay
there? And there were about 60 students.
How many grades were there then?
Well, we had, at that time, I think we had about four or five grades.
So you went there?
Two teachers.
So you went there until you went to Edinburgh High School?
I went there, and then from there they built the first brick building that had four big rooms over on the campus. It's gone now. And then we moved to that one, and from there I went there until 19 and...
Did you have a name? 14.
And by that time, the main section of the high school building, which is up there now with the wings on it, was completed in 1915. And that's when I went into that building and graduated then in 1919 from that building.
The Edinburgh High School.
Uh-huh.
The third one, but, you know, you went to San Juan, then you went to the one-room school here, then you went to a four-room school. Did it have a name, or was it just...
No, it was just the first permanent brick building. The other was a frame one. And it was a four-room building.
So you went there...
Two-story.